More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. It's hard to find reliable statistics about the number of book clubs in America, but it seems safe to say that there are tens of thousands of them, maybe many more than that. There are specialty clubs in areas like romance, science fiction, even religion. The city of Wauwatosa, though, is taking the book club concept one step further and hoping to engage nearly all of its residents in the city's first ever all-city read, featuring two books, one for adults and one for younger readers. The program, which ramps up later this month, features scores of activities from book discussions to less conventional ideas like writing and even painting workshops. Maureen Batting and Robin Luther are among the lead organizers of the Tosa All City Read, and they're with us in the studio to share more about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Is the All City Read about literacy or community building or something bigger than both of these?
I think it has to start with community building because it came as an idea out of the Neighborhood Association Council. We are an umbrella group that assists all of the 29 neighborhoods in Wauwatosa develop their membership and develop their activities and strengthen their neighborhoods. And as a council, we thought, what could we do to help with that? Our ideas in the last years have been to put on some all-neighborhood events, all-city events, that the neighborhoods can utilize to build their membership and engage their neighbors. And our other big event is the Tosa All-City Read. That was an idea that came up, and then Maureen jumped in and chaired that event, which was great.
Well, and so what was it about reading that you thought would bring – I mean, this is not the first All-City Read. I mean, there are other cities that have done this. What was it about reading that spoke to you as a way to build community?
We looked at what our neighborhood associations were already doing, and a lot of them have book clubs and very popular book clubs. So we thought that's a great way to bring people together. And the whole movement of common reads across the country, that's their purpose, is to do community building. So it just seemed like a great match.
Well, what was it about Rocket Boys and Hollow Earth that made them the ideal titles? There were a number of many others that were nominated to be part of this read.
Oh, we started with an extensive list.
Yeah, we had a very interesting process because we did want to involve the neighborhood associations, and so we asked all the book clubs to make suggestions. And then from there, we narrowed the list down and presented it to a panel of experts, and that was librarians, booksellers, English teachers. They ended up reading six books, and then it was just unanimous. Everybody loved Rocket Boys. It just has so many themes in it that are interesting to people of all ages. We wanted something that was of broad interest.
Well, and tell us about, for people who are not familiar with the title, it's a memoir.
It is. It's Homer Hickam, who was a NASA engineer, and he, in the late 50s, was inspired to set off rockets as part of the space race. The Russians had beat us into space, and his teachers and principal had encouraged the kids to do something about that. And he and his buddies took it upon themselves to build their own rockets, and the whole community ended up getting involved.
So you chose Rocket Boys as the adult title, but this is an all-city read that you're trying to include younger readers as well. Hollow Earth has some good Wauwatosa ties.
It does. It's co-authored by John and Carol Barrowman. Now, John is an actor that works mostly in the UK, but his sister Carol is a Wauwatosa resident. She teaches at El Verno College and writes for the Journal a couple times a month. So it was just so wonderful to have her available to help us with the read. And she's the book actually has some of the same themes in it of community, using imagination to make wonderful things happen.
Family,
right. Yeah.
So what came together to make this possible? I mean, the Neighborhood Association Council was the driving force behind it, and obviously the literacy effort is behind it as well. But it's one thing to get librarians on board. Who are the other people and groups that are a part of this? Because it's a really remarkable kind of coalition that you've built behind it.
We have a very diverse committee of different people who are very active in the community, and everybody brings a little bit of a different flavor to the committee and has a different tie-in to retail and to schools and to neighborhood groups. And we're getting very strong participation from lots of different people, not just a library-focused kind of activity.
I think the most remarkable thing about the whole process is we got two wonderful sponsors who had complete faith in us.
Right.
Before we even had a title chosen, Shore West Realtors, Meg Fox and Kathy Cox, supported us, and then North Shore Bank came on board, and they've just been wonderful because they just go with the flow. Whatever we crazy events we decide we want to do, they have been going along with it.
That's right. And they both are right in Wauwatosa in the neighborhood, and they've came in with good financial support that we can really have a lot of fun with this event.
Well, how's it going to play out?
Well, we've been trying to get the word out. We actually bought 50 copies of each book and have been stocking them in cafes and little free libraries around town. We had a kickoff celebration at Barnes & Noble. So once the book is out, and the book clubs are all on board, they're all reading it, but we want to get other people involved too. So we're still trying to get the word out. And once people have read the book, if they don't have a book club that they're involved in, they can come to one of the book discussions we're sponsoring. And if they do have a book club and want to come, they're welcome to come to that too. And then we've just got a whole bunch of fun events planned.
Well, and I would imagine you would want to make it about more than just book clubs, because if it were just a book club event, then the people who read the book wouldn't necessarily make these broader connections.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's for everybody. And there'll be different ways for everybody to participate. Whether they've read the book or not, they're welcome to participate. So some people might participate and then read the book. But we kicked it off early enough, hoping that people will pick up a copy or find a free copy and read the book, and then they'll have things to connect to their neighbors in the next few months. And our rollout of activities is basically the month of February. We have a whole calendar of activities.
Well, and what strikes me about those activities is that they're part of this read, but they aren't necessarily all about reading. Tell us about some of the non-book club discussion kinds of activities that are going on.
Well, I think probably the most fun is, and we'll get a lot of play on this, is the Battle of the Bartenders. If you are associated with a book club, you know that food and drink is a big part, is almost as important as the book that you're reading. And so we're brainstorming ways to come up with ideas to help book clubs do have a special food or drink. And we actually will be posting recipes from Colwood, West Virginia on our website. That's where Homer Hickam is from and where Rocket Boys takes place. And that's the food element. And then the beverage element, we thought it would be fun for some of the major bars in town to compete as bartenders making rocket fuel, their own rocket fuel concoction. And so that will take place throughout February. The cocktails will be available at restaurants. But then at the end of February, we'll have the competition with celebrity judges.
And I saw there's a painting workshop that dovetails with Hollow Earth as well.
Right.
Which is a book that plays out as the characters are able to animate their paintings.
Exactly. And then if they're in trouble and they're being chased by nefarious characters, they can draw a painting and hop into it or paint something that will protect them. So the painting workshop is a great, great connection. With Rocket Boys, the writer's mother, Elsie, hated living in a small coal town in West Virginia. So she painted a huge mural of a beach scene on her wall and would sit and drink her coffee and look at it every morning. So we're going to have a beach scene painting.
Is there something to the idea that this is playing out in January and February when most of us are really ensconced in our warm houses?
Very much so.
It was very deliberately planned that way, yes.
We wanted to be after the Super Bowl, during a very quiet time in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Are you hoping that you can build off of this to do subsequent All City Reads?
We would like to do this every year. Yeah.
This is the first of about 100 we're thinking.
Well, and it's interesting because there are no other cities in Milwaukee County that are doing this right now. There are some other programs in southeastern Wisconsin. Waukesha has a great all-city read in Washington County, but we're happy and proud that we're the only ones in Milwaukee doing it now.
Well, and so to that end, you would probably not complain if people from outside Wauwatosa took part in this.
Oh, certainly not. And it's easy to, too, because they can access all the information on our website. All the calendar will be there, but there will also be ability to interact with other people about the book online.
Are you already looking at books, storing them away in the back of your mind for next year?
Always, always. I'm a huge reader, and I'm on the library board as well, so I have a pile of potential books for next year already.
It was an exciting thing, too, to come up with titles, and so we're looking for new titles for next year already.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pressure, too.
It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Maureen Batting and Robin Luther, thanks so much. Best of luck with this year's read, and best of luck down the line.
Thank you very much. Hope you read with us.
Maureen Batting and Robin Luther are organizers of the TOSA All City Read, which gets into full swing at the end of this month. There is a link to the full event schedule from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The TOSA All City Read features two books, the memoir Rocket Boys by Homer Hickam and the young adult novel Hollow Earth by John and Carol Barrowman. Carol Barrowman lives in Wauwatosa. She'll join us when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.